Tomorrow is a special day for you, for Rudy. What is the day?
It's 5th of December tomorrow. And the Eurovir Radio started 5 years ago tomorrow. So it's the Eurovir Radio birthday.
And the father of that would be you, correct?
The father? I believe I'm not the father. I'm just one of the brothers.
Okay. Can you tell me how it started, in all together?
The Eurovir Radio project started in 2003, when I arrived as a newcomer, and I began with a survey and a project of observation about the reality of how the information in Oroville at that time was shared. And I observed for 1 year the ground reality. And later, after this year of observation and writing papers and documents, I made a project to have on a radio, FM radio, and an internet radio at the meantime.
But the love for radio, I think, it comes from before, when you were still in Europe, correct?
Sorry?
The passion for radio broadcasting and this media.
Yeah, the passion is quite old. Since I was a kid, I was amazed by the fact to move your voice from one point to another one wireless. And I had a radio, FM radio, when I was a kid, when I was 13 years old, for 5 years. So when I became 18, it was 5 years that I was running a radio.
You started to run a radio when you were a kid?
Yeah.
How?
But by passion. At that time, it was very easy in Italy, and very cheap, especially, because there were no law, so you were not to apply to have any license. And the cost of the equipment was same for an iPod now. Transmitter and antenna at that time was like more or less 200, 300 euros now. I got one FM transmitter and I start to play with this.
Amazing. But when you came here and you decided to start a radio, to information to be spread properly, what was your reality? What was the equipment you started with?
When I started here, the equipment was nothing. I came with one laptop that I used to make the research the first year. And later I got one microphone. I donated to the radio one computer, not laptop, still there running. And with that equipment, with the help of a friend of mine that is Andrea Bornino from Rome, it's a specialist in radio, he's professional from the national channel RAI. He came and brought the technology, means the software to make internet radios and software to record and editing programs on the computer. So we began really with nothing.
And in the beginning it was you, and who joined you afterward?
Oh, I have a long list of people. Yesterday I sent an email to all the members of the Eurovir Radio. I counted 87 persons, so till today. So at the beginning I was with Henri Kier, and later joined Jan Perumal, and later Auro Asha, Veronica, and so on. It was a very long list. I would prefer to say that we have a big family and it's difficult to mention all of them. We are not getting yet found, but it seems this year we will be considered the necessity to the radio to survive. I mean, to pay the internet connection and the telephone and the space that we are using here in town also. It seems that this year the budget coordination committee will take care of our radio, our life. And at the beginning it was by the money that I donated to the radio. We began in that way. And later on I made a project with Marlenka, that she helped me a lot to make it in a proper English. And we submit this project through the Oroville official body, that I don't remember exactly the name, to Stitch and Desire. So Stitch and Desire, it's a foundation that is in Holland and is taking in care of the development of Oroville. And they had at that time in 2006, they gave the approval for the project of the Orville Radio, and they gave 3 lakhs on something. I mean, maybe 6-7 thousand euro. That we got a lot of equipment, and we made a big step from the very experimental phase to the experimental phase.
Why is still only broadcasted on the internet? Because that's the difference between plain radio we know as FM radio and internet radio. What is the main cause?
Yeah, the fact that we don't yet have FM transmitter or antenna, it's related to the Indian law. It's Indian law, it's quite strict and doesn't allow to have a easily license for community. There is a law since 2007 to obtain this license, but it's a very long process. It's not easy to get, and when you have a license, you have not the freedom to make news and to serve the community as we like, at least as is my ideal. So I'm waiting to have some change in the side of the Indian law to apply to have this kind of license.
And then we come to the content of the radio. What we are broadcasting is much different from the other radios. How you would describe it?
The differences between what the Orville Radio is broadcasting and the other radio is mainly due to the fact that Orville Radio is covering Orville. So that's the main aim. We are in a very special place with very special people, and we are making a very special radio. I mean, it's very experimental. It's not yet something that we can say, yeah, that is the final radio as a concept, but we are in a good track. And we are covering whatever is happening in Oroville, giving a lot of information, collecting a lot of interviews with people living here and covering events like meetings and workshops and concerts and whatever, putting on the website on the orovilleradio.org and broadcasting on the live streaming. The difference is that we are just trying to make mirroring what's going on in this city, mirroring outside around the world, because Oroville, it's quite impossible to represent from one side. So we try to have a lot of mirror, and each mirror is reflecting one side of Oroville. So each event, each person that is on the radio is Oroville. So that's the aim of Oroville Radio, is try to represent Oroville in the diversity, at the meantime in the unity.
But yet, somehow, I mean, the radio itself is not really acknowledged by the broader Oroville community, correct?
Yeah, most probably it's much more acknowledged outside. We have a lot of people following the radio from abroad, and less than in this inside the community. That's it's due because the Orovillian, they have their own sources of information, and also because the Oroville Radio never spent time to invest in promoting the Oroville Radio as a channel of communication. That is our fault, I'm saying. We have to spend a little bit more energy in this kind of promoting the Oroville Radio inside the Oroville community. The Orovillians are also people that are working, so all listening at the moment, Oroville Radio means that you have to be close to a computer. So since that will be like that, it will be difficult to catch people on the working place or places where usually the people can easily follow what's going on the radio. We are followed by people that are closing to computers at the moment. But the technology is going very fast because I'm listening on my loved Italian Radio 3, my channel, on my cell phone here. So I will say that they have better technology than the Oroville Radio, and my cell phone is a little bit expensive, but I believe in the next 3-4 years this technology will be much more cheap and the cell phone will cost very nothing. So most probably we will overtake the problem of the license by using the steps of the technology in the next 3 to 5 years.
Mm. That sounds really nice. But that is also the reason that basically we are all volunteering still, right?
I didn't get it.
No, because we are not acknowledged correctly, or some Orovillians don't even see radio as an important thing or necessary thing, and that is probably the reason that we are still all volunteering. There's nobody with maintenance, not even you.
That I don't think is the main thing. I believe Auroville has a very short history, just 40 years, and if we see the picture of when the Matrimandir and the city has been inaugurated, 21st of February 1968, it seems 28th of February 1 BC, because it seems it was 2,000 years ago. There were no water, there were no trees, there were no grass, there were no electricity, there was no telephone, nothing was there. So in 40 years, the Auroville communities has built a city that is still on the way, but it is much different than 40 years ago. And the Aurovillians are still in this kind of mood, so they are on the survival side. Their history is so short that they made so many things in the last 20, 30 years that for them, a radio is something that is not necessary. It's much more necessary the water and the basic thing like electricity and transportation and the road that are still on nothing. We don't have road yet. So I believe this kind of instrument is not perceived as essential at the moment. Clearly, for people that have experience in media, they know that that this kind of tools can make a huge difference in the development of the society in Auroville and the understanding of the people, because the project come from this side. It's the aim of the Auroville Radio is to understand each other. In the research that I had that I did before beginning the project, one of the point was that the people were not understanding what going on in the other community close by and what going on in the other office close by. So all this not understanding, not knowing, create non-information. And non-information, it's something that stuck any kind of growth.
It's also stuck the energy in one point. It doesn't flow.
Yeah, absolutely. So the project of the Auroville Radio is very related to make the people aware what's going on and share what we have and what we know.
So, on the 5th birthday, what are the plans for tomorrow, next year?
Tomorrow, I hope it will be a nice day like today. I hope they will not have a virus like yesterday. And I have no plan practically, and I'm very happy where we are now, and I want to say thanks to all of people. They really had worked hard in the last 5 years and are still working hard now, more than at the beginning, because now on the team we have 18 people plus 10 people that are supporting the project as a donors or another function and giving help in different kind of field that we have, and that's all. I will thanks all of them in my heart tomorrow.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you.